我哋开始之前有个祈祷。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
真系天父，感谢你把将你嘅话赐咗俾我哋。
Please help us to hear and understand.
求你帮助我哋能够听得清楚，并且明白你嘅说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I was 14 years old.
当我14岁的时候呢
That's not me.
那个不是我来的。
I was playing baseball.
但是呢我14岁的时候都打这些棒球。
And the other team had a player who was so big.
我们那个另外一队的对手呢他有一个球员呢哇很大只的。
No one could get past him.
啊，好难咧，冇人可以冲过佢嘅。
I was up to bat。
啊，咧我咧就开始要打球啦。
I hit the ball。
我打中咗个球。
He picked it up。
佢一手就接到啦。
And I was out。
咁我就要出局。
But I kept running。
但系咧我一样照跑啊。
And I ran straight into him。
我一直咧向住佢跑过去。
And fell over。
撞到佢，跌咗落地
，and could hardly breathe，
好难唞气啊，唞唔到气啊。
And I thought this to myself，
咁当时我系咁谂嘅。
I wish he was on our team。
哎呀，我几好，如果佢喺我哋嗰队就更好啦。
In Genesis 15， God brings us into the middle of the story of Abram。
在創世記十五章咧，我哋睇到咧，亞伯蘭個故事唔係開始，係已經去到差唔多中間咁啦。
And God says to Abram, I am on your side。
神其實對亞伯蘭咁話咧，其實我喺你嗰邊嘅。
I am on your team。
我係喺你嗰隊嘅。
God promised Abram in chapter 12 three things。
在十二章我们看到上帝应许了亚伯兰是三样东
西。He promised him a great land, great people, and a great name.
答应将土地赐给他，他的民族会很多，并且他有一个很大的名气。
Abram was 75 years old.
当时亚伯兰是75岁。
Now in chapter 15, it's 10 years later.
来到第十五章的时候呢其实已经过了十年了。
Nothing has happened.
什么事都没有发生到。
God has not delivered any of his promises.
神并没有实现到他对亚伯兰的任何一项应许。
In chapter 14, Abram has just been to war to rescue his nephew Lot.
在14章其实我们看到亚伯兰呢是因为要拯救他的侄儿罗德打了一场胜仗。
And this is probably why Abram is afraid at the start of chapter 15.
所以呢在15章一开始的时候呢当神对他说你不要惧怕其实表明呢当时亚伯兰是有惧怕的心情。
Abram has just attacked four nations with 318 men.
亚伯兰当时咧带咗318个奴仆咧，系打赢咗当时四个国家。
Now he's thinking, what will they do for revenge?
佢可能谂住，哇，佢哋会唔会报复咧？佢会点样嚟到报复咧？咁。
And we read this in 15 verse
1. 咁喺十五章一节咧，我哋就读到啦。这事以后，亚伯兰在异象中听见上主对他说：亚伯兰。不要怕，我要保护你，给你极大的奖赏。
God says to Abram, I am on your side.
上帝对亚伯兰话咧，我系企喺你嗰边嘅。
I am your shield.
我系你嘅盾牌。
I am the big guy on your team.
我系嗰个喺你嗰队嘅大只佬。
You can trust me.
你可以信靠我噶。
But after 10 years of waiting for the promises of chapter 12, Abram says this.
但是由于亚伯兰等了十年了他有了上帝应许已经等了十年了所以亚伯兰就回答上主这样说。至高的上主我既然没有儿子你给我奖赏有什么用呢
He's waited 10 years.
他等了十 年啊。
He's 85 years old.
他現在已經85歲了。
Have you ever waited so long for something that you think it's never going to happen?
你有沒有曾經等候一些東西等了這麼久，然後你想想，唉，都不會發生的了。
I feel like this every time I line up at a fun park for a ride with the children.
我有時候帶著小孩子去那些遊樂園玩排隊的時候，我時時都有這樣的感受的。
You line up for 1 hour.
你排了隊呢，排了整個鐘頭。
And the ride takes 3 minutes.
坐那些車可能坐三分鐘而已。
But as you wait, you think you are never going to get on that ride.
但你一路排隊的時候呢，一路諗住呢，唉，都唔知上唔上去，可能排到我哋就收工啦。
Sometimes waiting brings us despair.
有時呢，我哋等得耐呢，真係會有啲絕望嘅。
And for Abram, he's like many people who are waiting for their first child.
對阿伯嚟講呢，佢嘅心情咧都好似我哋好多人咧，好期望等待有第一個仔。
This can be one of the most despairing times.
呢個咧真係好絕望嘅時間。
God had promised him a child.
上帝係答應咗會俾個仔佢嘅。
He was 85 years old now.
佢而家已經85歲人啦。
Does anyone here want a child at 85 years old?
有冇人今日85歲仲諗住有一個仔㗎？
But Abram hasn't stopped trusting God.
但是亞伯蘭呢，沒說從此不信靠上帝。
But he cannot see how it's going to happen.
但他也都沒什麼盼望，不相信這件事會發生。
But this is what we need to learn through Genesis.
這件事呢，就是我們要從創世記裡面學習的。
If we trust God, we have to believe his promises.
如果我哋话我哋信靠神，我哋一定要相信佢俾我哋嘅应许。
If we put our faith in God, we put our faith in His Word.
当我哋话我哋信靠神嘅时候，我哋就相信佢嘅说话。
We trust His Word even when it's difficult to believe.
我哋相信佢说话，即使咧情况系好难令我哋相信。
We trust His Word even when it seems impossible.
我哋仍然相信佢说话，即使环境我哋睇环境嘅时候觉得系冇咩可能嘅。
We trust His word even when we are tired of waiting。
即使我哋好攰，我哋等咗好耐，我哋仍然信靠上主嘅说话。
We trust His word even when He promises what we don't want。
我哋仍然信靠上帝，即使上帝答应要俾我哋嘅嘢咧，唔系我哋好想要嘅。
We trust His word because God is His word。
我哋相信上帝嘅说话，因为上帝就系佢嘅说话。
God created the world by His word。
上帝能够用佢说话嚟到创造世界。
He came to earth in flesh in the person of Jesus。
佢嘅话成为咗肉身，成为咗耶稣基督。
Jesus is called the Word of God in the flesh。
耶稣就系、约翰福音介绍佢就系道，即系上帝话成了肉身。
If we don't trust God's word, we don't trust God.
如果我哋唔相信上帝嘅说话，就等于我哋唔相信上帝。
Abram was frustrated and very tired of waiting, but listen to the result.
当时亚伯兰咧已经系好疲累，甚至有啲沮丧啊，佢等咗好耐啊，但系我哋听听佢嘅有咩后果咧？第五节嗰度咁话，上帝带他到外面。对他说：你望一望天空，数一数星星，你的后代要像星星一样多。亚伯兰信上主，上主就认他为义人。
Abram trusted God。
亚伯兰相信上帝的话。
And God credits that to him as righteousness。
上帝咧就将佢呢个信系算系佢嘅义。
That means Abram is right with God because he has faith.
由于亚伯兰对上帝的话有信心，这个呢就使他跟上帝有一个正确的关系。
But did you notice this?
我有没有留意到这件事呢？
There is no law yet.
在那个时代呢，还没有摩西的律法。
There are no Ten Commandments to obey.
那时没有十诫要去遵守。
There is no circumcision yet.
连割礼都未有。
There is no sacrificial system yet.
亦都冇献祭嘅制度。
Abram is saved by faith alone.
亚伯拉罕系单单凭信而得到救赎。
Abraham is saved without the law, without circumcision, without sacrifice.
亚伯兰系得救，佢冇律法，冇献祭，单凭信心。
He's saved because he trusts God's word.
佢得救咧，系因为佢完全相信上帝嘅说话。
And then God makes a covenant with Abraham to confirm His word.
然之后，上帝咧系同亚伯兰咧订立咗一个盟约。嚟到確認佢嘅説話。
In the Bible, there are two covenants.
喺聖經裏面咧，有兩個主要嘅盟約。
We also call them testaments.
我哋有時喺度叫佢好似一個遺囑。
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
一個舊約，一個新約。
We can also call them the Old Covenant and the New Covenant.
或者我哋可以話舊嘅盟約同新嘅盟約。
The Old Covenant begins with Abram in Genesis 15.
那個舊的盟約呢就是從上帝和亞伯蘭立約開始，就是今天我們看的創世紀第15章。
So God made the promises in Genesis chapter 12.
上帝在12章已經向亞伯蘭立了應許。
And he makes the covenant in chapter 15.
而在15章才跟他定下盟約。
The covenant shows the terms and conditions of the agreement.
盟約咧就係將嗰個嘅約嘅內容啊，同埋條款係寫出嚟嘅。
So what did this covenant look like？
呢個嘅盟約係點嘅咧
？In the ancient Near East back then, covenants were very common。
啊，喺古代近東嘅地方咧，其實呢種盟約咧係好普通嘅啫，好普遍嘅。
The conquering king was called the suzerain。
征服了另外一個國家的國家就叫做宗主國。
And the conquered king was called the vassal.
被人征服那個變成了附庸國。
The suzerain was the conqueror, the vassal was the conquered king.
宗主國就是勝利者啦，那個附庸就是打敗了被人打敗那個啦。
And the suzerain king made all the conditions.
宗主國打勝仗，梗係可以訂立所有嘅規矩。
They might say, "We will protect you from other nations."
佢可能話咧嗱，我哋會保護你，任何國家嚟侵略你，我哋會保護你嘅。
If there's a famine, we will feed your people.
如果有饑荒發生，我哋都會供應糧食俾你嘅人民。
But you will pay our taxes.
但你要納税俾我哋。
You will follow our laws.
你要遵守我哋嘅律法。
You will worship our gods.
你仲要拜我哋要拜嘅神。
So the suzerain made all the conditions for the covenant.
宗主國咧喺呢個盟約裏面咧係宗主國話曬事啊。
And then they would take some animals.
咁咧佢哋要揾一啲動物，攞啲動物。
And they would cut them in half.
將嗰啲動物咧斬件，斬咗兩半。
And they'd lay them opposite like an aisle, one half of a dead animal on one side and one half on the other side.
咁咧就會將嗰啲動物咧擺開兩邊，中間留翻一條走廊嘅。
And then both kings, Peter, can I borrow you? Both kings would walk down the aisle with the dead animals on either side, walk down like this to make the covenant.
咁咧，宗主國同附庸國嗰兩個王咧一齊啊，喺嗰個中間嗰條走廊嗰度咧就一齊行過。
And the suzerain would say, "If I break the covenant, let me become like these animals."
咁個宗主國嘅王咧就話嗱，如果我破壞咗我哋嘅盟約咧，我就會好似呢兩邊嗰啲動物咁樣
，cut in half，
係斬開兩邊咯。
And the vassal would say, "If I break the covenant, let me be cut in half."
咁嗰個附庸國嘅國王都係咁講啦，如果我唔守盟約嘅話咧，咁我都死啦，我俾你斬開兩件啦。
It's a really horrible image for a wedding, isn't it? Thank you, Peter.
如果呢個咁嘅形象係喺婚禮中進行咧，就好恐怕，好可怕。
But that was the purpose of the animals.
但係咧，呢個就係嗰啲動物所代表嘅意義啦，死咗斬開兩邊。
If either of us breaks the covenant, we are cut in half.
我哋两个人无论边一个咧系唔遵守盟约嘅内容咧，我哋就会被斩开两边。
So God says this to Abram.
所以咧，上帝就咁样对亚伯兰讲
：Your offspring will be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
你嘅后裔咧会多到好似天上嘅星咁样。
I will give you this land.
我亦都会将呢块土地赐俾你。
But there are three other conditions.
但有三个嘅条件。
Abram, you will die before any of this happens.
亚伯兰，你咧呢啲事情未发生之前，你一早已经死咗噶啦。
Your people, the Israelites, will be in slavery for 400 years.
你嘅子民咧，你嘅后代咧，会被奴役400年。
And in the fourth generation, your family will finally take possession of this land.
要等到四代之后咧，你嗰啲嘅后代咧，先至会嚟拥有呢一啲嘅土地。
God's plan was going to take 400 years.
上帝嘅计划咧，系要400年后先至实现嘅。
Then God cuts the covenant.
然之后咧，上帝咧就斩开呢个盟约啦。
Verse 17.
日落天黑嘅时候咧，突然有冒着烟嘅火炉和燃烧着嘅火炬出现，从那两行肉块中间经过。
The fire pot is the presence of God.
嗰个火炉咧就象征上帝嘅同在。
And you notice that God alone walks down the aisle.
我哋留意到咧好特别嘅地方就系只系神喺嗰两行肉中间嚟到经过啫。
God is saying, if I do not keep my word, may I die.
咁神就当然系讲紧话嗱，如果我唔守盟约咧，咁就我死啦。
But he's also saying to Abram, if you do not keep your word, I will die.
但佢同时都系代表亚伯兰嗱，如果亚伯兰你唔守盟约咧，都系我死啦。
If I break my word, I die.
如果我违背我话我死。
If you break your word, I die.
即使系你违背你话，又系我死。
This is the unique nature of God's covenant.
这个咧就系上帝盟约嘅最独特嘅地方。
God does all the work.
上帝做所有嘅工作。
God makes all the promises.
上帝系做出所有嘅承诺。
And God pays all the punishment.
而上帝咧亦都担负起所有嘅惩罚。
And what does he ask from us?
他向我们要求的是什么呢?
Believe my word.
相信我的话。
Have faith.
要有信心。
In the very next chapter, Abram stumbles.
十五章之后，第十六章，我们就看到亚伯兰呢，其实是跌倒了。
In chapter 16, Abram and Sarah decide they're not going to have a baby. God's not going to give them one.
在第十六章亚伯兰和他太撒来就决定唉我们不会有仔女的了上帝不会给这个仔我们的了。
So Abram sleeps with his maidservant Hagar.
所以亚伯兰就跟夏甲同房。
She gives birth to Ishmael.
他就生了以实玛利。
They didn't trust God's word.
他们没有真正信靠上帝的说话。
They didn't trust God's plans.
他们没有信靠上帝的计划。
They decided to do their own thing.
他们决定要做自己想着要做的事。
And God said, No, you will have a child from your own flesh and blood.
上帝告诉他们不算的这个不算的你一定是要自己生的才算。
And 13 years later, God gave them a son, Isaac.
然之后再过咗咧，十几年之后咧，上帝就俾咗佢哋嘅仔以撒。
Abram was 99 years old.
嗰阵时咧，亚伯兰系99岁。
Who wants to become a father at 99?
有冇人想99岁做爸爸？做爸爸。
But God kept His word.
但系上帝系遵守咗佢嘅承诺。
And from Isaac, the Israelites became as numerous as the stars in the sky.
是从以撒生的后代呢是多到好像天上的星那样。
They also had 400 years in slavery.
他们后来呢也 真係有四百年係被人奴役。
And in the fourth generation, they entered the promised land.
在第四代之後呢，他們就進入了應許之地。
God's people constantly broke this covenant.
上帝子民時時都是破壞盟約的。
They simply didn't trust God's word.
因為他們不是能夠完全相信上帝的說話。
And that's what we call sin.
這個呢，我們叫做罪。
Sin is when we don't trust God's word.
罪就是我们犯罪的时候，就是我们不相信上帝话语的时候。
Sin is when we do things our own way instead of waiting for God.
犯罪就是我们凭自己的方法去做事，而不信靠上帝。
And we are all guilty of sin.
我们所有人都犯了罪。
We have all broken the covenant of faith.
我们都破坏了信的盟约。
We are all guilty of making our own plans instead of following God's.
我们很多时候都没有真的去跟随神，而是挂着自己去计划前面的道路。
But today we live under the new covenant of Jesus.
但是今天我们基督徒呢，是生活在跟耶稣所立的新约。
Before he died, Jesus sat down at the Last Supper with his disciples.
当主耶稣未死之前呢，他在最后晚餐那里呢，就跟门徒一起坐低吃最后的晚餐。
And listen to what he said.
他讲什么嘢呢？他拿起杯子说道，这杯是上帝的新约，是用我为你们流出的血设立的。
Jesus fulfilled the old covenant.By making a new covenant with his flesh and blood.
耶稣是去完成了旧约，是同即系用佢嘅肉同血去立一个新嘅约。
Our sin broke the covenant with God.
我哋嘅罪系破坏咗我哋同神之间嗰个嘅盟约。
But Jesus walked down the aisle and said, "If you sin, I will die."
但是是耶稣好像行在那两堆肉的肉块中间，是做了那个话，是如果你犯罪都是我死的那个行动。
So he took the punishment for all our sin.
耶稣为我们所有人的罪来到付上罪债那个赎价。
Jesus' death is God saying, if you break your word, I die.
耶稣所做的事就是话等于上帝话，如果你破坏盟约，我死。
We broke faith and Jesus paid the price.
我哋系冇信心，破坏咗神嘅盟约，但系耶稣为我哋付出嗰个赎价。
And the book of Hebrews reminds us of two very important things about this.
喺希伯来书提醒我哋两件好重要嘅事。
Number one, Jesus paid the price once for all.
第一样嘢咧，就系耶稣系付出咗赎价，系一次而永远有效嘅。
And number two, through Jesus, we enter an eternal covenant.
第二样嘢咧，就系通过相信耶稣咧，我哋同上帝咧系有一个另外一个永恒嘅盟约。
So today, what is God saying to us?
今日上帝同我哋讲咩话咧
？He's saying to us, "I am your shield."
佢仍然系同我哋讲，我系你哋嘅盾牌。
I am on your side.
我系就企喺你哋嗰边嘅。
You can trust me.
你可以相信我。
You can trust my word.
你可以相信我嘅说话。
You can trust my plans.
你可以相信我嘅计划。
Just remember that God's plans are not about just the next 4 days.
我要记得上帝计划咧，唔系话未来四日有咩事发生。
It's not just about the next 4 years.
亦都唔系关乎未来四年。
God's plans are not just about the next 400 years.
甚至乎唔系未来嘅400年。
They are about your eternity.
上帝计划系有关我哋嘅永恒生命。
God's plans are for Your eternity.
上帝的计划是为了我们的永恒生命。
And no matter how many times you've broken the covenant, Jesus has paid the price for you.
無論我哋破壞咗盟約幾多次，耶穌已經為我哋付上咗贖價。
Let's pray.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are on our side.
所以天父，我哋感謝你，因為你係企喺我哋呢一邊。
We thank you that you are a God of your word.
我哋感謝你，因為你係一定信守你嘅承諾。
Help us to trust your word.
幫助我哋信靠你嘅説話。
Help us to trust your plans.
幫助我哋信靠你嘅計劃。
Help us to trust in the Lord Jesus.
幫助我哋相信我哋嘅主耶穌基督。
Amen.
Amen.